some of you might have noticed that Pete, your accent doesn't sound very Czech. So where do you come from?
I come from West Sussex.
Okay. Now, hearing Michelle sing, you might have wondered where she's from. Michelle, where are you from?
I'm from Czech Republic.
Hooray! Whereabouts?
I am actually from Moravia, where the Moravians fired up Wesley.
Wow. Have you heard of the Moravians? So if you know the story of the Methodist revival, well, the geography and the history is a bit complicated, but there's a strong link, isn't there? Great. So we're not going to tell you too much of the story about them. So please talk to them afterwards. Find out a bit more of how they ended up in the Czech Republic. But you might remember a few weeks ago that Toby and Nikki went over as part of a relational mission team to Pardubice, where the guys are based. And so I just thought, Michelle, could you tell us one or two stories or some reflections on how the week was?
I just wanted to thank you very much for sending Nikki, Toby to us with the team. I also want to thank you for sending regularly John to us, because for us, it really means a lot of refreshment. Living in a living in a post-communist country.
It will be postnatal. After the church is birthed.
Yeah, here you go. There's a link. So living in a post-communist country, it is so dry. And sometimes we just feel so dry. Hearing a really good preach, it's a real bonus, okay? We're really pressing into worship as our small church plant. And we really feel that's something God's calling us to do. Because if you go to church in Czech Republic, you will find very few who are spirit-led and where God really is amongst the people. Okay, which is very sad, but God has good news for all of these churches. But just for feedback from the team, Nikki and Toby coming with the team was really refreshing. For our school, we are the only school, Christian school, in the region of Pardubice, which is quite a big region, okay? And we are so blessed when the team comes, because they bring, number one, positivity. That's been noticed by all the teachers, the principal, the children, the people serving, cooking, everyone, basically the cleaners. The Czech people get really found this amazing attraction about them, something about them. And we have some teachers who are not Christians. There's only two, and we have two assistants who are not Christians. The reason why they're with us is because they believe in Christian values, they believe there is a God, but they just haven't made that step themselves. So we pray for them. And one of the assistants, every time the English team comes, we do this event in the afternoon for the parents where we do sausage sizzle, it's called, right? Sausages, where you put them on a stick and you do them on a fire, above the fire. And basically, now I got lost. What was I saying?
You're telling us about the assistant.
Yeah, thank you. The assistant, okay? And every time it looks like it's going to rain that day. And every time it misses us. And every time she knows we all pray. And especially one of the teachers is in charge of praying. And this is not just this one event. It's about ski trip, school in nature trip, where we take the kids out to nature for a week. And with the English team, they prayed for healing. It was a lot about healing. And she has in her family someone who's just lost leg. I think he's a 20-something-old boy who got some kind of bacteria, lost a leg. He's in a hospital very poorly. And the whole class, which is my son's class, there's 12 children, they talked about healing. They've made these cards with stickers, and then they gave them one sticker, and they talked about all the people who are sick, who we're going to pray for, and they said, they wrote them down on a papers, and they said, put your little sticker who you want to pray for, and they all prayed, wanted to pray for that boy, and it made our assistant cry, and she said to me, I feel it, I know it, I really know, I see it in you, I see it in all of you, but I just haven't made that step myself. And I said to her, it's okay, you do that in your own time. You come to God when you're ready. But she knows and she sees it, which is incredible. And this year, we had a little boy who's called Eric, and he's on a wheelchair. He can walk a little bit, but not too much. And he came along to the week because his school finished week earlier because they were painting their building. And he was in a Nikki's group, a Nikki and Toby's group. Right? Toby was with you, right? And basically, I thought that principal's not going to allow it because of insurance and everything, but she said no, he can come because his mom would be there full time. She must be with him all time. So he came, and it just happened to be at the English lesson. I popped up and said, well, we have this English team, and they said, oh, we finished school already. I'm like, already? What are you doing then next week? Nothing. Grandparents looking after Eric. I said, no, come to our school. I asked the principal, knowing she's definitely not going to allow it, but she did. And they came, and at the end of the English lesson, the dad comes home, and I say, Philip, you're never going to believe, I got Eric to our school for the English team, for him to join the English program. And I was thinking, what on earth is he going to say, okay? They're very open. They're lovely, really lovely people. So it's Petra, Philip, and their son, Eric. I'll definitely pray for them. They're so open. And basically, he said, Eric, this is your life opportunity to get to know all the Bible stories that you've been asking us, because you know that me and Mummy, we don't know anything about God and Jesus, or we don't know the stories. This is your opportunity to learn it. That's what he said. Isn't that amazing? And one more, just very short story, because I have the mic. Is that all right? And one of the moms, day after the team's gone, and we took them, they flew off back to England, one of the moms became Christian. And it's her son goes to the class with my with our daughter. And basically, we were sitting in a car. This is Friday. The school's finishing, the kids go in for an hour, they get their school report, the parents give some presents if they wanted to teachers, they say thank you, we close the school, we go home. Okay, and basically I had so many flowers I couldn't carry it home, and I walked to school because it's only for us 8 minute walk, 10 minute walk. So she said, I'll give you a lift home. So she did, and I said, oh, would Papa like to play with her son, with our kids? And she said, yeah. So we dropped them all to our house. We actually had to go to the police station together because one of the team's bag got stolen, I think, or lost, but most likely stolen, actually. But that's another story. But we came back exhausted. She had to sort out something with school, with the principal. There was a mistake that was made in some of the paperwork that he was given. And so she was sorting that out. I was at the police station. We bumped into each other. She drove me home. And she started talking. And she said to me loads of stuff, loads of stuff, loads of pain. But she said to me, do you know what? There's been a generation of people praying in my family. On my mother's side, there's been, my grandparents were Christian, and my grandma was Christian, and she prayed for me, and I wasn't a believer. And we had a car accident. I was very young, and what I dreamed, basically what happened, they were both hurt, but she went into coma, and her grandma was actually okay. And in her coma, she dreamt that the grandma prayed, and she prayed, God, save her. I am too old, and I can come to you, Jesus, now, but I want you to save her life because she needs to come to Jesus. And what happened was the grandma died, and she came out of coma, and the doctors couldn't believe it. They actually couldn't believe it. So she tells me this story. She tells me about some of the pain, and she says, I have dreams with Jesus. For a year and a half, you wouldn't believe I actually talked to Jesus. And that's been about the time I've been really praying and witnessing to her. And lots of people find her really mad at our school and don't really want to chat to her, but I chat to all sorts of people. So I kind of do. And basically, so she said, I have even dreams about Jesus. I said, okay, well, tell me about your dream. And she says, in my dream, I see two people. Both get healed. Two people. One of them lost the legs, and he really wants to work. So not both get healed. One of them gets healed. So one of them loses the legs and wants to work, but he can't work, but he still praises God. The other one gets healed. It's the crippled one that was by the temple, and he jumps up and he gets healed. But the next day, he goes back to the temple and pretends begging. And I say to Jesus, why do you love him? Why do you love him? He's sitting there, he can work, and he's lazy, and he's sitting there begging. Why do you love him? It's so... what's the word? Nesprawiedliwe. Unfair. It's so unfair. And I said to her, God loves everyone. So we just end up chatting. It ends up, long story, it ends up her giving her life to Jesus in the car, because I said to her, I can take you. Do you want to know Jesus? Do you want to open your heart? And she said, well, lots of people telling me I shouldn't open my heart to lots of things, and I don't know whether I want to open my heart to Jesus. And I said to her, but he is good. All he's going to bring is good things, and the bad's going to come out. And I said, I can take you to Jesus, but I'm going to go this way. And if you want to, you carry on with him that way, probably, because every single one of us has a destiny with him. We have a different calling. Do you want it? So she did. She prayed. I did a small, simple prayer. We prayed together. But during that praying, she started losing her voice, and she was crying a load. She was really red, and she actually was sounding like somebody strangling her. And she said to me, somebody's holding me behind, strangling me. I feel it. And I said to her, okay, well, let's just stop. And I prayed for protection over her. Now, I knew what that was because she's been involved before in reading cards, but she's never shared that with me. So I just left that. That's to deal for another time. But we actually managed to pray through that prayer. So, amen.
Pete, our time is just about gone, but could you give us some really quick, two or three quick things to pray for the church plant over the next year?
I think these Czech families, because we're predominantly expats at the moment, so these are all Czech people that God's drawn us to. So this family that Michelle's talked about, it's a mother, a son, and a father. The son is in the school. Okay, there's Eric's family. Eric's in the wheelchair, his mum and dad. The dad came to the final assembly that the English team did. We asked him how he found it, and he said one word, or two words, goosebumps. And every single one of the kids' worship songs, he had good goosebumps. It was a kids' worship thing, and he had goosebumps. So the Holy Spirit working there. His mum... Eric's mum is also very close. Even our boy Jan noticed it. He said, she's really close to becoming a Christian, mum. Just tell her the Easter story. You know, he knows. And our next door neighbours, they're not Christians. They're Czech. They host half the English team. So half the team stays with us, half stays next door. And one other family, which is, you know, God's just pinpointed this week, it's a family, the wife is Czech, she's been working with me for 2 years. I'm in a totally different school, I'm also a primary school teacher. Her daughter was in my maths classes and other classes for the last 2 years. They've left the school. The husband is English and works a lot of time in England. We don't see him much. But Mark Fox, who was also on the English team and lives, where does he live?
Sheringham.
He was raising money for New Day for his kids, doing a car boot sale in Cromer, the most backer beyond, I'm sure. No offence to anyone who hails from there, but it's backer beyond, isn't it? Lo and behold, he goes and sells a table football kit to this family. Why were they in Cromer? I don't know. They were obviously on holiday. And Mark says, oh, yeah, I don't even know how it came up. They said they were from Czech Republic. He said, oh, I've just been there, Pardubice, Noah School. They say, do you know Michelle Foster? Yes. And then it's impossible. So there are no chances for that on earth. God's engineered that. So that's one for us to work through.
Brilliant. So as Jim comes to speak, can you just tell us in Sussex, how do you say the word goose?
Goose.
Didn't it not sound like goosebumps?
Yeah, goosebumps.
Goosebumps. Yeah. That's goosebumps. In Sussex.
Goosebumps. Goosebumps.
No,
goosebumps.
Goosebumps.
Goosebumps. Goosebumps.
Let's give him a round of applause. Over to you, Jim.